Now Climbing Star's in the clear, starting to range down the centre and come very strongly. And here it comes, right down the centre of the track, went to them in a flash, and Climbing Star has run away with an effortless win. Did it easily. Two lengths in the end on Calico Jack, and then came...
Well, if you're listening to Dean Lester on RSN yesterday, you would have been a very happy person cheering home Climbing Star. And Philip Stokes has unearthed another very promising galloper. That was the second win of a double at Pakenham yesterday, at Cranbourne, I should say. And I'm tipping Philip Stokes has got a smile from ear to ear because the last few runners that he's been sending to the track have all won very impressively. Good morning, Philip. You well?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Team's going extremely well.
No, they're ticking over good. Even in Adelaide, they're going well. They had a double there on the weekend. And no, the horses are racing in great order.
Climbing Star, I think it cost about $600,000, this daughter of Zoo Star.
Yeah, she was an expensive purchase, and I remember after I bought her 3 or 4 months later, I realised I still owned half of her, and I was starting to panic. And I was lucky I had some really good clients, long-time clients come on board, and obviously Guitar Racing stayed in, and yeah, she's a promising filly, and they've been very patient with her.
Good news is you've still got a share in her.
I have.
Gee, she was impressed. Were you expecting something like that? It was... really a smart turn of foot, and the way she won was quite soft in the end.
It was. We just sort of, she doesn't like wet tracks, and I was absolutely rapt when I seen how good the track came up yesterday, and once she got on top of the ground, she'd showed that turn of foot, and she's very smart.
Is there something later in the spring for her, do you think?
I'm sort of thinking I might just go to a three-year-old fillies race at Caulfield on the 15th. That's 1400, just a restricted race, and then we'll assess which way we go after that.
Speaking of spring possibilities, another really good win was Aesop at Sandown on Sunday. And I know Jamie Carr was absolutely gushing in her praise post-race. What do you do with him next?
Yeah, last prep, we're getting beaten at Sale. That come from left field. I'm thinking about running him at Caulfield also. There's a couple of restrictions. There's a Kunji Cup, or maybe there's also a benchmark 2,000 metre race, and then he might race over the Flemington week.
Yeah. What do you put that improvement down to? As he said, he was getting beaten at Sale last prep.
He came over first prep here, and I sort of still learned him a little bit with the internationals, but Terry Henderson kept on saying, don't worry, they've got to acclimatise, they've got to do their apprenticeship. And I was like, oh, really? he got a winter coat in the middle of summer, and he just wasn't going well at all, didn't like the hard tracks at all. So this time in, he's been a different horse.
He certainly has, and you might have the OTR colours in front of frame on Saturday as well, because you've got Dyson Sweet Junior who goes around, and this horse has been building slowly, this preparation, maybe not that well suited on the wet track last start. What are your expectations come Saturday?
I think the horse is, look, you look on paper, you'd say, oh, he's going average, but the horse is flying. He'll run very well. He gets up to 2,500 on a big track. He hasn't raced at Flemington before, but I'm sure he's going to love it. And you know, obviously, if Jamie Carr thought he wasn't going, well, she wouldn't be sticking with him. So he's there to run a really nice race, and I hope to have him peaking from the Melbourne Cup.
Well, he's won us at Adelaide Cup. He's been close up in a Sydney Cup. Is he one of these horses that can make that progression to be competitive in a Melbourne Cup?
Oh, it's a big step, Adelaide Cup. All I can say, he can run the trip. He makes the field, so it's why OTI buy these horses. So he'll take his place, and I've just trained him similar to how when we run the Adelaide Cup, we just spaced that 4 weeks between runs. He seems to love that. Can he make the progression? I'm not sure, but I'm sure he'll pay his way in the Cup.
There's another progressive horse we'll see on Saturday, General Barker, who was well thought of on debut last week. It's a big jump up from a midweek race at Cranbourne on the synthetic to the Danehill Stakes, but gee, was impressive.
Yeah, it's a massive jump. I just thought he's a colt, son of I'm Invincible. You only get one crack at these sort of races. And I said, like, he's not up to him well. We can lower the bar, but let's have a crack. Like, I know it was a synthetic meeting, but just the way he'd done it and the turn of foot he showed, I thought was quite good. And he deserves his chance, but it is a very hard race.
Got a winner today?
I think Gunshot Gooder can improve on his first up run. Yeah, definitely.
All right, that's race three, and just give us your best of the valley tomorrow night.
I think Savannah Cloud's flying, and I think Plus Wars is ready to win.
Good on you, Philip. Good luck, mate. Continue over the weekend.
Thank you.